KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The state of Indian country is strong, according to the president of the National Congress of American Indians. Yesterday, Jefferson Keel presented the State of Indian Nations address in Washington, D.C. APRN's Peter Granitz reports, despite advancements in tribal governing, leaders are worried about the coming sequester and what it means for Indian health services. Keel rattled off a long list of recent successes, from the Cobell settlement to record levels of energy production in Indian country to stronger government-to-government relationships. But he made clear the near future will be difficult.
The trust responsibility is not a line item, and we're not a special interest group.
He went on warning that the coming budget cuts could devastate essential services to natives.
We urge Congress to acknowledge their constitutional responsibility to honor our sacred trust by holding tribal governments harmless in the sequester and beyond. As President Obama said in the State of the Union address just 2 days ago, the federal government must keep the promises they've already made.
The sequester is set to take effect on March 1st. On that date, government agencies will need to start cutting at least 8% of their budgets. Yvette Rubidoux leads the Indian Health Service. She says the sequester would slash nearly all aspects of the federal government's, but the effects would hurt most in Native communities.
3,000 inpatient admissions and 804,000 outpatient visits would have to be cut to be able to absorb the sequesters.
Keel put a more human face on the figures, saying the cuts to IHS would hit at a community level, not just jobs in Washington, D.C.
It will affect whether or not a young mother may or may not be able to access health care for her unborn child. It will access whether or not elderly people will be able to afford their medications or afford to go to the doctor.
Keel says he's trying to sway members of Congress to exempt Native services from the sequester, but there isn't much time. Most in Congress publicly say the sequester will happen. What's unclear is whether it will be permanent. Congress could pass a fix once the cuts go into effect. A group of senators from New England, New York, Mississippi, and Alaska is asking President Obama to request disaster aid for fisheries in their states. In a letter Thursday, the 13 senators told Obama it was the administration's responsibility to request the money, since it had declared disasters in fisheries in three regions. The declaration in the Northeast came as fishermen face huge cuts in catch limits as stocks continue to struggle, even though fishermen have followed strict rules. Last year, the U.S. Senate included $150 million to be divided among the regions in its Superstorm Sandy relief bill, but the House stripped all but $5 million of it out and limited it to Superstorm Sandy impacts. The senators argued fishermen are struggling and can't wait for aid. And the 2013 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race begins Sunday in Big Lake. 39 teams with 8 past champions will test their machines and driving skills on the 2,000-mile trail from Big Lake to Nome and on to Fairbanks. 3 8-hour mandatory layovers are required on the way to Nome with an added 6-hour flexible layover. Iron Dog Executive Director Kevin Kastner says the flexible layover was added last year at the request of the racers and kept in the 2013 race. The flexible 6-hour layover can be taken at any layover checkpoint before hitting the coast in Unalakleet.
And the intent there is that by the time they come out to the coast, it's kind of settled out. All of that first set of layovers is all balanced out, and we kind of know where everyone is, where the leaders are. Makes it easier for the viewer, spectators, you know, people to know what's happening.
Iron Dog teams are expected to arrive in Nome next Tuesday. A banquet will be held at the Armory on Wednesday evening with an awards ceremony. And in Nome, teams will get a chance to work on their machines at the Nome City Garage on the clock. Kastner says the rules for working on the machines are very strict.
In the field, you're not allowed any outside help. No one can touch your sled when you're working on it in the field. Nome is the one exception where each team is allowed additional outside help in the garage. but they're also required that both racers are present while the work is going on. So they can't just like hire a crew to fix it. They have to be there working on it with their support. But that's the only place they're allowed outside help.
Kastner says this year the Iron Dog will be celebrating the history of the race. The first Iron Dog took place in 1984, started in Big Lake and finished in Nome. Kastner says they're most excited about celebrating the generations of riders.
If you look at the field of riders coming out, I mean, specifically, like take the Feo and Feo brothers, you know, their dad was one of the first guys, won the first race. And there's several other families that are just like that. So we're excited about the generational aspect that we're starting to see that next group of family come into it.
Again, the world's longest snow machine race begins Sunday. KNOM coverage of the 2013 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race begins Monday morning at 9 a.m. Updates will continue through the week at 9, 12, and 5 o'clock daily until the race finish in Fairbanks next Saturday. And parents can get free developmental checkups for children birth to age 5 today at the Child Find Fair in Nome. Children ages newborn to 5 can get free vision, hearing, speech, and developmental screenings. Parents can also sign their kids up for next year's kindergarten, preschool, Cowherick Head Start, or Early Head Start class. Nome Public Schools Special Education Department collaborates with Infant Learning at Norton Sound Health Corporation and the Head Start program every year to organize the fair. Their goal? To spot developmental disabilities at a young age. Special Education Coordinator Sandy Harvey says it's important to identify developmental disabilities at an early age.
It's more like, you know, small problems, small solutions, and we can take care of things a lot easier with kids if we find out what's going on with them early on. And it'll help them later and perhaps have it so that they don't have any issues as they get older.
Harvey says all families can benefit from the Child Find Fair's services.
It's an opportunity for parents to bring their children in too, and they can have their vision checked and their hearing and to see if all the needed areas for learning are working. And also to find out if there's things that they can do to help with their kids.
The Child Find Fair starts at 10 o'clock this morning at the Child Care Building on East 6th Avenue and will end at 6 o'clock this evening. Those who want to enroll their child in Head Start should bring a copy of the child's birth certificate, tribal enrollment, and a 2012 W-2 or pay stub. And the price of gold in New York is down $29.90 an ounce to $1,605.50. An ounce of silver's at $29.90, down 60 cents from yesterday. A pound of zinc at 97 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 isn't expected to arrive in Nome until 10:02 and depart to Anchorage at 10:37. It is currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.